Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
First of all, Bill Clinton falling asleep during Biden's speech.
Give him an Adderall.
You got old men there. Your old man's cold. You got an overcoat on. You see the steps? When I'm 80, I guarantee you I'm not doing those steps.
You don't do those steps now. Let me ask you.
Those steps now. I live in Florida. That's why I live in Florida. The entire state is a split level.
You don't like comedy. You like the Civil War.
I love the Civil War. I mean, hey, we're going to have another one soon. You might as well refresh your memory. History repeats itself.
Even Donald Trump, at the end of the day, did leave what was described by Joe Biden as a very generous letter for his successor in the Oval Office. That, to me,
generous
is closure.
Generous in what way?
It had a $20 bill in
it. No, I thought it was a stack of McDonald's gift cards.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, you're president.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
How's that? What's all this then?
Mid-talking. How are you? hi, everybody. Welcome to the day after the inauguration, and it's the Mike O'Mara Show from the heart of the nation's capital and around the world. We're glad to have you along on a fabulous Thursday show. I will tell you that you would think that me, after all those years of talking about my team and all those years of being such a partisan, that I would have completely engaged myself in the festivities, and the answer is you would be incorrect.
Oh, really?
If you thought that, because I did not see everything. What I did was record the inauguration and then come home in the afternoon and watch the inauguration, the actual inauguration part.
Right.
So what I watched last evening was a lot of celebrities or dignitaries, I should say.
A celebration of independence.
Arriving at the Capitol.
Yes.
Saw a lot of the intros where people certainly watched my favorite, the Marine Band, because one of my best buddies was the head honcho at the Marine Band, Colonel Michael Colburn. Mm-hmm. And he gave a nice shout out to his successor, who did a great job. By the way, best uniform in the military. The band director, the band leader for the, I always get it wrong, and I always know I insult Michael.
The guy that replaced Mr. Colburn, it's Questlove, isn't it? From the Roots crew?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
I thought so.
It's Questlove.
Did he mention you at all, the Colburns? Did they mention you at all?
Well, he was saying thank you to his successor, who is now that conducted the orchestra.
It was just about the orchestra, not the
band.
Not the people.
Yeah, no, it was just
you've done your part, right, for democracy. Like you beat
that
drum.
I would think like maybe hashtag Mike O'Mara might be nice at the end of it. Yeah, sure.
So this is we're gonna get to all of our impressions on the inauguration. Oscar in the nation's capital.
Yes.
Rob wants to know if you saw the fireworks. I want to get everybody's. Rob watched a lot of the celebration last night, the virtual celebration, and I'm going to let you guys talk about it because you know what? I didn't see enough of it to. I had a weird TV viewing night last night after I got done watching the inauguration, and I.
Did you watch the speech in totality?
I enjoyed the speech.
Okay, good.
In totality, I watched the speech.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I don't look at Biden for oratory. I look at Biden for making the right moves. And as far as the memorial, and I thought the speech was fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, it was good.
And for him, it was really, really good. But he's not a stemwinder speaker.
Is that who it is? Someone said that we're not expecting Cersei to walk out. Or Sarah,
you mean from a Game of Thrones?
Somebody made that that flip comment. I'm like, are you dissing the? And I had to look it up. So that's why I don't know it right now. So
like in the middle of the speech or something like
that,
where we have a Game of Thrones moment.
Somebody on one of the major news networks came out, historians, it came out. No, I was actually a professor from the University of Virginia. I wish I had the name. He said we weren't expecting him to blow us away, essentially, but he did what he had to do in his
message. He did what he had to do, and I, you know, I loved that it was all about everybody else. It was all about us. It was about other people. And, you know, that's kind of refreshing. I will tell you, I'll tell you my favorite.
Is it the president's own United States Marine Band?
Yes, the Marine Band, the president's own. That's that's it. And Michael Colbert did that for multiple inaugurations.
I just wanted to clarify that before we moved on. Sorry.
The absolute star of the inauguration. And I don't care. We'll talk about cynicism because I believe we on the left deserve the cynicism from the right. Lay it on us. Any opportunity. Had plenty of opportunities. However, Amanda Gorman, the young poet who read at the very end of the inauguration ceremony. There's no cynicism there. She was outstanding. I brought my son out from his bedroom where his nose was in his iPad, and I said, please look at this young lady. He didn't understand the words, but I said, I want you to just see a young lady that I would be proud to have as a daughter. Look what she's doing right now. Look what she has accomplished with her words and her presentation and just a poet laureate. Just incredible.
At 22, can I play you the last 59 seconds of her poem? Because it's very worth hearing again.
Because if people didn't hear it, I want them to hear it. Let's listen. Amanda Gorman.
That's her name. Here we go.
So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left. With every breath from my bronze pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the West. We will rise from the wind-swept Northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every no nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
That's 23 years
22.
Old.
22.
No, she's 23. She's 23. She was born in 1998. And she is really, really special. And I thought it was just my favorite part. That was actually my favorite part. That's the part that I
beautiful,
got. It's
beautiful.
I got a little
at 22, I was on the WHFS sticker patrol. So if you wanted to go see Velvet Revolver,
it's just amazing.
You saw me.
You know? Yeah. I always brag, you know, that, hey, I was programming two radio stations when I was 24. She's, do we have the exact date of birth so we can clear up whether she's 23 or 24,
I'll,
for
I'll
Christ's sake?
I'll be the tiebreaker.
Okay, thanks. All right.
No worries.
Let me see.
You guys
22, I was just trying to extend my internship. Can I work for you for free a little longer,
just
please?
One more month.
That's all I need. That's all
she's
I
She's truly,
need.
Truly special. And listen, I am not somebody who is a poetry aficionado. But when it's good, it's good.
She is 23 years old.
It's 23, so I had it right. She fits, you know, she's perfect for the moment. And it was really, really special. Now, I'm going to say this because, and we'll get to your impressions of Inauguration Day in a second here. Because I want to hear what you guys saw, because you saw some stuff I didn't see. Want to talk about Tom Hanks. Want to talk about that, you know, the man who's soon to be 80, they're working the guy to death, okay? You know, you got everybody I know on the right side. He's not going to make it the 4 years. They love saying that to me. But you know what? If you're working him from 7 o'clock in the morning and at 9:46 he's in the Lincoln Memorial, you know, please, Jesus, let him go home and get a little good night's sleep,
okay? It's not a heated venue, by the way, the Lincoln.
Right. Exactly.
Also, getting back.
The cynicism that we get on the left, and really as much there are a couple of things I want to say about performances. All right.
Yes.
Democrats, look, this is a fact. This is not a fake news item. Democrats get better stars, period.
Always
we're more popular in Hollywood. We're more popular in the music community. We get better stars. With that said, I welcome all the cynicism on the right for this inauguration, because when you see our celebrities in an environment that is so traditional and conservative and staid, and our celebrities, we realize how silly our celebrities are. Oh. Our celebrities are silly. I mean, really, Lady Gaga, who is known for, you know, wearing a meat suit and all that.
Be careful. Little monsters come after you.
She came out in an outfit that, you know, looked like I was looking at Alice in Wonderland and dropping acid at the same time. It was and by the way, I don't take anything away from her performance, her national anthem, because she's Lady Gaga. She killed it. She didn't fool around with it.
No. And Mike, she killed it with a solid gold microphone.
A solid gold microphone, which is Elvis-like.
Yeah, I know.
And she had a Dove brooch that looked like an actual 747 on her
chest. I think this is ageist of you, because I thought, through my lens, this was perfect and really representative of a Lady Gaga performance.
Well, I mean,
yes,
that's
I know.
True,
when you're saying ageist, I would be picking on all of it. Are you saying I'm being an old fart?
You're being an old fart. Like
I don't know, because what he's saying is that he's not discounting the performance, which was
fantastic. It
was
Whitney
Houston.
But you're talking about her outfit.
I can tell when they mock us. When our celebrities come out in their clown suits,
yeah,
you know, it's
something
it's
a little
just,
more conservative,
you know,
might have been better for an inauguration.
Why would
is what
you,
I'm saying.
I mean, this is look. When you book Lady Gaga, you know what you're getting into, and if you find yourself on the set of the Hunger Games, which a lot of people on Twitter were talking about,
a lot of people were going to the Hunger Games.
I mean,
I volunteer as tribute.
What else?
May the odds be always in your favor. What?
I think it's on Gaga, though. I think that maybe if she had knocked the fashion down maybe a notch and a half out of respect for the event, that might have been better. However,
but no, see, I don't think that. All I'm saying about Lady Gaga is that with the performance, and I agree with what Oscar says, I am not putting her down for it.
Right.
What I am saying is that opens us up. Look, I've spent four years
ridicule,
mocking the Trump administration.
I gotcha.
And I am saying, when you bring out Gaga and she's wearing a red dress that you could literally fit over the Capitol dome, you can understand that they're going to take a few shots. That's fun. That's what America's all about. I'm all down with that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, hey, turnabout is fair play. And the other team, look, I don't think everybody that supported Donald Trump was on the steps of the Capitol on January 6th. I think there are a lot of people right now in the United States of America that look at what we're looking at and say, man, what a great performance. Oh, that was spectacular. And they're rolling their eyes and going, yeah, whatever. That's what they're doing. And I think if we're going to be unified, we have to acknowledge the fact that there is an other side. So when you bring Gaga out with the dress on, where everybody, I don't care what you think of Gaga. When you look at the dress, you're like, what the hell is she wearing?
Yeah.
I get it. Now go ahead, Oscar. What were you going to say?
I think that type of ridicule is indicative of what is wrong with the partisan side of this country. Talk about our policies, not about our celebrities and their performances.
We didn't.
You know what I mean?
And I don't think it's a partisan issue. I think it's a dress that was over the top and a song that was amazing. And she saved it.
I guess my point is, who the F cares about the dress? At a time where we're in the middle of a pandemic, barely getting through an inauguration.
Look what I've created, Rob. Look what I've created here.
I know.
Look at that. He's me. He's me. He sounds like me right now. I am simply, this is my way. You should understand this, Oscar.
Yes.
This is my way of extending the olive branch to the other
to
side.
To the little monsters.
You know,
you
know what I did last night? I did a lot of diving on the other side. And by the way, I tuned in to both Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham last night.
And they were both wearing that dress that Lady Gaga wore.
The exact same dress. I'm like, oh my God, absolute cynicism like you would not believe. Like now the only difference between Hannity's when I watched him and Laura Ingraham was Laura Ingraham was kind of doing it with that Raymond Arroyo guy in a lighthearted way, you know, where they're kind of laughing at it. I really think now we've got it. We're in power right now. So
yes. Right.
I'm saying full speed ahead. But you got to understand when half the country is pulling for another
million,
team,
yeah.
I want to get inside their head as well. I don't want to be like the previous administration.
Let's do that.
That completely discounted everybody that was a Democrat or a liberal or anything. They discounted us.
Let's rewind it then. And I don't want to get serious. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Do not. There's a day to celebrate. Hopefully on both sides.
I'm not an old fart because I made fun of the dress.
You're not an ageist, Mike. You're not an ageist.
The cattiest thing Shannon said, she goes, I bet she's upset no one can see her skirt. And I said, you're jealous. You wish you could pull off that skirt.
Oh, and Carla was like, you know what? Carla said, you know what Carla said? What? Since we both got the meow. Yeah. When J-Lo came out, it's like, hey, J-Lo, wear something age appropriate.
Oh, she looked great.
How dare you?
But she also looked... She looked like Liberace coming out there.
J-Lo.
I mean, it was like,
yeah, but I
she
was
looked
disappointed.
Like J-Lo.
Yes.
I thought she was going to do the song she did at the Super Bowl.
Let me ask you this, Rob.
I was disappointed that we got This Land Is Your Land.
They were both great performances.
They were great.
Did he ever perform at an inauguration?
No, because the colonel would insist on payment.
Okay, fair enough. If he came out.
Yeah, but he was never asked, was he?
Okay, if he was.
No, you know what? It never would have jived for him.
But if he would have come out and he didn't look like Elvis and he was just in a regular suit, wouldn't that be disappointing to you?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, they got. And, you know, it's. I think that J-Lo was exactly what J-Lo should have been. And she did a great, great job. I really, really like it. I do think that Lady Gaga's dress was a bit much, but you know what?
But the performance by Lady Gaga was better than J-Lo's because she's a better singer than J-Lo.
Yeah. The Spanish part in J-Lo's
infinitely better singer than J-Lo. You know?
Shannon did say something about J-Lo. So thank you, the women and the men in your lives, and women, you know you did this. Shannon's like, is her accent appropriate, like her Spanish accent for J-Lo? And I said, yes.
Well, she spoke Spanish. Yeah. I didn't hear an accent.
Shannon, that's her way.
I mean, it's not like she went, this land is your land.
That's how she...
Arriba, andale, andale.
She was expecting me to jump on to one of the hottest celebrities in the world and be like, oh, you know, no, it's like, she's Puerto Rican and she sings in Spanish. She goes, oh, okay. And I'm like, like that.
how do you say in Spanish, this land is your land?
No, I couldn't. I'd butcher it and I'd mess it up.
God. But it's so cute when you speak. Try.
Esta tierra es tu tierra. That's what you would say. Esta tierra es tu tierra. This land is your land.
Esta tierra es tu tierra. Esta tierra es tu tierra. From the mountains. Anyway.
De las montañas.
But the moment I got to share with you.
Yes.
That had to do with J-Lo, and I don't know. First of all, Bill Clinton gives everybody now plenty of opportunity. Falling asleep during Biden's speech.
Give him an Adderall.
You got old men there. You old man, it's cold. You got an overcoat on. You know, I'd be out there you see the steps? I'm not going to be. When I'm 80, I guarantee you I'm not doing those steps.
You don't do those steps now. Let me ask you.
I don't do those steps now. I live in Florida. That's why I live in Florida. The entire state is a split level.
Mike, do you think, and I was thinking about
not even a split, I spoke wrong. It's a ranch.
Rambler.
A rambler.
Yes,
that's
rambler.
What it is. Yes, go ahead.
I was thinking of you doing the President Bill Clinton. Being cozy at the memorial and then just passing out, you know, and
here's the moment.
Okay.
All right. And I paused it because I watched it taped and I paused it afterwards. You get everybody walking out.
Right.
And so here's the moment. You got J-Lo and A-Rod who are talking to Barack and Michelle.
Yes.
And you had to super slow-mo it down because in the back you see the white hair of Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Clinton is moving slowly, and then you see the eyes. And the eyes go over, I swear to God, to J-Lo. and he slides right in. Right in next to her.
Well, he's refreshed. He's still had a nap. He's ready to go.
It's still Bill Clinton.
He can't.
It's
and he
still
can't talk.
Bill Clinton doing what he's doing.
It's so funny you mentioned the white hair, Mike. One of my greatest memories is the one time I went to that beautiful Chinese restaurant, the Peking Gourmet Inn. We did not know that Bill Clinton was at that front table with some of his cohorts, and it became apparent because there was a lot of buzz around the restaurant. And there was Secret Service, and you know how it's separated by like a screen, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
a folding screen.
I looked over. Yeah, they have over, a back corner, which is like the presidential corner.
Right. I looked over, and all you can see above the screen is bouncing white hair because he's walking around
head.
The table.
He's tall.
He's very
but
tall.
But it's so funny. He still does that. And he looked a little
rough. He can't help it. He can't help it. Oh, he
can't
looked,
help it. You saw I saw him. He's talking to somebody and then you see the eyes going. Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna slide over here. Hello.
Well, you know, I was gonna play this in the vault, but this is one of the greatest moments last night during the celebration where after the laying of the wreath, the three presidents that accompanied Biden, who were George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and President Obama, recorded a message, which I thought was so wonderful because it's exactly the opposite.
All right, this is not cynical. I saw this, too, and I think there's not a cynical bone in my body about this one. Listen to that.
Well, I'm a little cynical about the quality of Bill Clinton's voice. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, I thought this was a really nice moment.
Mr. President, I'm pulling for your success. Your success is our country's success, and God bless you.
I'm glad you're there. And I wish you well. You have spoken for us today. Now you will lead for us. And we're ready to march with you. Good luck. God bless you.
Joe, I'm proud of you. And you and Kamala need to know that you've got all of us here rooting for your success, keeping you in our prayers. And we will be available in any ways that we can as citizens to help you guide our country forward. We wish you Godspeed.
There were so many great moments yesterday, but that to me was wonderful.
Yeah. By the way, I don't think I do the best Obama, but I will tell you as a primer for Obama's when I'm hearing Obama speak.
Yeah.
You want it for young impressionists out there. This is something you normally have to go to the camp to get trained on.
I'm so sorry that you had to cancel the camp this year because of COVID.
I know.
First time in 50 years.
I know.
Here's the key. The building blocks for a proper Obama impersonation. All right.
Yes.
You overemphasize your R's and your O's.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, as a matter of fact, it would not be Joe. It would be Joe. Joe.
I love when you can simplify an impression to one word. You do it with
Joe.
Joe.
We're pulling
Tony
for
Soprano. Your word was what?
Flat. And then the R's. So, for example, it would not be Arby's. I'm going to go to Arby's. It would be Arby's. Joe. And you do this all day. Joe, we're going to Arby's.
Oh,
there you go.
Love it.
All right, there you go. There's your Baraka. If you want to practice that all day,
I do it at
Oscar,
home.
Try it. Joe, okay. Joe, we're going to Arby's.
We're going to Arby's.
Yeah, very good.
That's all right, excellent.
That's
so like he was here.
So that's getting, embarrassing.
So then, continuing the cynicism trifecta for what I watched.
Yes. Yes.
They bring down extreme. I watch her cooking show. I watch the Trisha Yearwood cooking show so I can understand why Garth Brooks is so well fed. I'm a fat guy. I don't come out in tight jeans, though, with a cowboy hat. And he comes down to sing one of my all time favorites. Everybody loves Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
And he comes down, he does that, and then he does a little.
Thank you, Garth.
We're running. They had to get a little of that. That's where I'm saying.
He looked like a Lego. Like it was. It just didn't. Like that. I was like, is that? Oh no.
He looked like a Roblox to modernize.
But
that.
Do you think
he looked like one of the Roblox country singers?
Do you think? He wasn't expecting that call. Maybe this was like his getting his eat on time of year. And then he got that call. And said,
always a little round? Isn't he always a little round?
Okay. All he does is retire and eat. He does that all the time. He retires.
And she has a cooking show. She's a little zoptic too. And they enjoy their food.
Right? They do.
It's a big part of their life. I enjoy my food.
Yeah. We're going to bake with cheddar today.
That's it. So Garth, and then Garth's hugging everybody, you know, without a mask on. It was kind
of
crazy.
And point of order, that was not a licorice hat. That was just a black cowboy hat. It wasn't shiny enough to be a licorice hat. It was a felt hat. So there you go.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it was here's what I enjoyed. My favorite part was the walk of the vice presidents where Doug Emhoff and Kamala Harris walked down with Mike Pence and his bride. And they had a moment that's what we got. At least we got something with the peaceful transition of power. It was really a moment to be cherished. And that's what I'm like, no matter what had happened 2 weeks prior to that, we said F you to that. Yeah. This is the United States of America. We needed a day like that. We needed a day to just say, look, this is what we do, okay? They review the troops. They go by. It's on the Capitol steps. Both sides salute the man who won the election. That's the way it should be. And thank God. And then even Donald Trump, at the end of the day, did leave. What was described by Joe Biden as a very generous letter for his successor in the Oval Office. That's fun. That to me
generous
is
in
closure.
What way? Like, was it like
had a $20 bill in it?
No, I thought it was a stack of McDonald's gift cards.
You're president.
Biden has not revealed the contents of the letter. He said he won't until he speaks to the president.
Because he doesn't want to share the gift cards. Then he's got to give it to everybody.
But it's terrific. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with all of that. Now, as far as the parade and all that, I am still a presidential political junkie when I'm looking, because I love staring at the limos. I love staring at Trump getting on Air Force One still, because you're looking at Marine One when Trump left in the morning, where you're watching that and you see all the way we do it. We do it better than anybody. We
you know
really,
what's also
really
going to grind his gears is the new Air Force One and the new Marine One, which, by the way, is already like flying over D.C. just in testing phases.
Right.
Those two
aircraft. They're being delivered on his watch, right?
They're going to be delivered on Biden's watch.
Yeah. Biden's watch.
Yeah.
Right.
It's so like if you went into a dealership, no pun intended, I know it's not that easy, and you're like, man, I can't wait to get that Aston Martin in 2023, and you put your deposit down, and your deposit goes down, and then you get divorced, and then your wife gets the Aston Martin in 2023.
Right.
Hey, is it going to be a 747 again, or is it a different type of jet?
Oh, I don't know all those details, Mike, but that's something that's
I'll look it up. I'm curious about that.
Before you move on about the parade, I was just wondering if you could give us a thumbnail of one of my favorite stories you've ever told is when you took your daughters to, I think it was Clinton's second inauguration, and it was cold, so you didn't see him in the limo, but he had like a PA.
Oh, he had a PA. So at the you know, I'm sitting there freezing my balls off
all
day long with Catherine, I believe, who was an infant at the time,
young,
a little baby,
youngster,
all bundled up. We had her. She looked picture the kid in a Christmas story.
Yeah.
The younger kid, the younger brother.
Yeah,
You know, come on, guys, come on. And only more bundled up than that. And then we're there all day on a bleacher. Waiting for, and at the end of the day, he didn't get out of the limo. And what we got was, we got seriously coming down the street in the presidential limousine. This is a true story. I was on Pennsylvania Avenue here.
Hello. How are you? Hello. How you doing? How you doing? Hello. How are you?
From inside the limo?
From inside the limo.
Is there anything worse you can say on a PA than how are you? Because you can't answer him.
Hello. How are you? Hello, how are you? How you doing?
And I think at some point maybe he got out, but you know, it was one of those deals
not where on your block.
They get out, they get back, but you know, too cold. Who the hell knows? So it was, you know what? It's still very special to experience. All I'm trying, the point I am trying to make is that now that we are experiencing the new administration, I am not going to be one of those Democrats that goes gush, 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 gush.
Fair.
I'm going to return to normalcy because I make fun of everybody. That's the way. And I'm saying regarding Gaga and J-Lo and Garth is that I can understand the opening for cynicism and also the opening when Bill Clinton falls asleep or Bernie Sanders is wearing those wool mittens that he wore all by himself up there. You do feel a little bit sorry for, like, the real players. You got your Elizabeth Warrens.
Yeah.
You got your Ted Cruz's. You have Bernie sitting way up top, like not in the you know, not down close. So they, I mean, this is a pecking order.
But isn't Bernie in a danger zone? Like, you got to really put him up there.
Well, I don't know if they put him up there for that reason. I think they put him up there because that's where the senator, you know, that's not part of the leadership goes. But he was up there. I have never been colder in my natural life. I am just very glad that the flurries that were floating through the air gave way to sunshine. That is what I am grateful for.
Yeah, Oscar, were you able to tell, were those Todd's mittens that he was wearing?
Every time I see a man with this is prior to Tomo wearing mittens. But to see Bernie with mittens, it almost seemed like it was appropriate. It didn't really. That's the first time I ever saw a man, and I was like, you know what? He'd be the one that's wearing mittens.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think that it would be really a challenge for him to get them on. So I don't know that he must have started maybe a couple days ago.
All I know is as I'm sitting here enjoying the speech, I certainly hope they have a hot entree for lunch. Thank you.
Chicken or fish, Mr. Sanders?
Oh, as usual, the chicken today, please. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I know I'm only 40 pages into your book, but...
Well, what?
Nothing.
What is it?
What's ridiculous? Who am I to make a criticism to someone like you?
It's all right, I can take it.
Well, it's brilliantly written, but then everything you write is brilliant.
Pretty rough stuff.
The swearing, Paul. There, I said it.
The profanity bothers you.
It has no nobility.
These are slum kids. I was a slum kid. Everybody talks like that.
They do not? What do you think I say when I go to the feed store in town? Oh, now, Wally, give me a bag of that effing pig feed and 10 pounds of that bitchly cow corn. And in the bank, do I tell Mrs. Bollinger, oh, here's one big bastard of a check. Give me some of your Christing money. There, look there. See what you made me do? Oh, Paul, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, sometimes I get so worked up. Can you ever forgive me?
Fine.
I love you, Paul.
Yee.
Your mind. Your creativity. That's all I meant.
Annie, what's the matter?
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you, I clean you, I dress you, and what thanks do I get? Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie. Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
Oh, yeah.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Roseburg, Oregon, Salvo, North Carolina, Hurricane, Utah, Gallup, New Mexico, Hammondsport, New York, and Kotka, Finland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by Freshly. Getting everything you need to cook dinner is complicated right now, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the inconvenient and scary trip to the store.
No one wants
scared kids. I don't think it's scary, but it's just a pain in the butt. That's what it is. Ordering is easy. Rob, are you okay with your audio over there? It sounds like you're far away.
I'm riding his audio because the music was so loud. So
ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals like steak peppercorn, sausage baked penne, or their chicken pesto bowl. Freshly can work for any dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. Now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6 per meal, $6.16 per meal. That is a good deal, ladies and gentlemen. So start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen. They are the best. I love it. Oscar loves it. We all love it. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now, and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more.
May I add just briefly the convenience of Freshly? It is. You take it for granted. Shannon and I have been at it, even post-engagement with Freshly. Now that they're back, it's great. It's just so easy to just grab something, throw in your bag, bring it to work if you're going to work. But at home, even easier if someone's hungry in your house, boom, put it in your microwave, good to go.
One commercial break. 3 minutes. That's all it takes.
Getting back to the inauguration. So I watched that part taped. I did not log a lot of time with the parade. Was there a parade?
Yes.
I saw the motorcade.
It was eerie looking. It was so weird looking because there was no one there. It looked post-apocalyptic with just soldiers lining Pennsylvania
TV parade.
Yeah, it was scary. I didn't like that part.
Were there floats? Were there? I mean, what was going on?
Fred Travellina came out.
Your traditional parade was spread out into the best way I can put it is the television presentation.
Right.
Where they had the Howard University the marching band for Kamala or Kamala. Vice President Kamala Harris walk out with her, which is great because that's her alma mater.
Right,
and then
right.
you had
was this on Pennsylvania Avenue?
Yes. Okay. The University.
I have it all recorded. I'll go back
of Delaware with President Biden. But you didn't have is your traditional bands or representations from around
or a reviewing
the
stand. Around, Do they have from, a reviewing
from,
stand?
No, from around the country. You just didn't have that generally. But for television, I had a different experience than what Rob did. And maybe because I've already once you firsthand experience the level of security that was downtown,
right?
Mm-hmm. You expect I didn't even expect any semblance of a parade, so I was just happy to see that on television. I was like, oh, they're making this like a television show.
Yeah.
And when it was shot, I was like, this is great. Like this is as normal as I thought, because I thought they were just going to shuttle him right back to the White House and then straight to work. Mm-hmm. So the idea that they took the time to at least show some degree of pageantry was very impressive to me, considering all the circumstances.
All right, so walk me through, for people that might not have seen it, what exactly they did. Did they do, did he get out of the limo at any point?
Lots of walking.
And in a controlled environment, which makes sense.
Waving at people?
Yes.
At National Guardsmen with their backs turned to them? What are they doing?
It was more like, hey, look at us. This is my family, and we're walking up Pennsylvania
Imagine
Avenue.
The scene in past inaugurations, Mike, where you would see they were like, now you'd hear the commenters, now it looks like they're opening the door. They're going to take a few blocks a walk, right?
Yeah.
Imagine, and it was very, very, even then, prior to the problems we have now, it was always a very careful security thing because the president is exposed when he's walking Pennsylvania Avenue.
Imagine that scene. And much like the NFL, not showing a lot of the arena or the crowd because there is no crowd.
Oh, okay, I get it. Mm. Okay,
The framing was of the family walking or the motorcade driving slowly, but not. Let's look at the crowd. Not really of the crowd. It was
nice. That was
weird
because when there was an occasional wide shot and there was an occasional wide shot. It reminded you of the city in lockdown, and that's probably why they were so limited, because it was an upsetting image.
Here's a real specific question for you, both of you, actually. So with lockdown, If I am working on in an office building on Pennsylvania Avenue,
yes.
Can I still go to work? And would I have been able to at least look out a window and see, or did they clear all the buildings along the parade route?
This is actually
tough
fascinating.
Question.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
For the first time in our downtown location, we've been about for maybe a year and a half. We had a sublease, and now we have a full floor, right? Mm-hmm. This is the first time in the past 3 months since our move down there that the building manager reached out to us days in advance and wanted to know the individuals that were going to be in the building and the names.
To a man.
Vetted.
Wow.
Yes.
Right. Wow, to a person.
Because we are less than, I would say, 400 yards from the green zone.
Right.
Where you have to go and check in before you walk the next block.
Okay, so that answers the question. Yeah. You could go to work, but you would have been vetted.
Yes.
And probably closer to the parade route, that would have been even more extensive.
Or prohibitive, if you're in a building looking over Pennsylvania Avenue.
You never know. But that, and so the parade is over. Then he goes, what does he do? Hang glide after that?
No,
what's
he goes
going
to the
on?
Arlington National. Well, they go after the
they put him on a saw treadmill, that part. Mike.
Yeah.
I saw Arlington National. And by the way, there's a dude, I think he's an Army officer, that's the protocol chief, that guy ought to get a medal. You see that guy?
Yes.
That tells them exactly what to do, to stand over here, to put this when they're laying the wreath down, and they're doing all of that. And by the way, I've always told people, there are two things you see in Washington, D.C. Everybody thinks it's the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument. Yeah, they're phenomenal to experience those if you can do it, but you should never miss Arlington National Cemetery or the Vietnam Memorial.
True.
It really is. It's what it's all about, is remembering the people that gave their lives in service to this country. And Arlington is an amazing experience. And I was just really, really thrilled that they chose on their day to go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. That was that was a big deal for me, and I'm really glad.
It's a special moment.
They did that.
And I conveyed it on television.
We got to take another break. When we come back, I do want to ask Rob about
we have Nikki Diamond.
Oh, we have Nikki Diamond. We got football, and then we'll do that. Tell Nikki, wait one break. Yeah.
Okay, we can do that.
Or the NFL doesn't play till Friday. Can we have him on tomorrow? I mean, till Saturday. Oh, Sunday. Can we have him till tomorrow? Possibly?
It's up to you guys. I mean, we can do whatever you want.
We'll do them at the end. Well, it's a quickie, but I want to talk about a little bit more about that. And we'll have Nikki in the last break of the show.
Perfect.
The
Thank
real
you.
Show. We'll take a break and come back with more about the evening festivities that I saw nothing of last night. I don't know what I was doing. I was drinking and eating nuts. That's why my stomach's in bad shape today. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Bob Barker, and yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Bunch, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the bonus game. I hated the bonus game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hour of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks, Bob. Might be my new favorite. And I did it, and Rob did it. That's a lot of ego there. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. How would you like some savings? Thanks to Harry's.
Yes, please.
New customers can redeem a Harry's trial set for just
$3.
$3. You got to try Harry's. That's harrys.com/TMOS to get that. That's all you need. Please do it. I've been with Harry's forever. Harry's is a return to the essential. Quality craftsmanship at a fair price. Harry's is the best. They get their steel from Sweden. They manufacture their blades in a world-class German factory. They cut out the middleman, and they ship directly to you, saving you money and a trip to the store. Harry's stands behind the quality of their blades so much that they have a 100% money-back guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. Harry's has a special offer for our listeners. New customers can get a Harry's starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover, all for just $3. Get everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. Back to the festivities last night. Now, we didn't have inaugural balls. We didn't have a city of Washington filled with revelers from the partisans that supported the president. You didn't have any of that, but you did have a virtual event. And, you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to play into the cynics again. I don't need to see Bruce Springsteen anymore, and I don't need to see Tom Hanks. I'm sorry.
You mean freezing Tom Hanks as they tried to kill Tom Hanks?
Freezing Tom Hanks. I said to my wife, I saw one tiny little blip of it. And Tom Hanks appeared to be in some sort of distress.
Yeah, he was. I think he was freezing his ass off because he was out there, not even in an overcoat, standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Now, I will say this, and this harkens back to the conventions, and Oscar brought this up. The Democratic Party does showbiz better. They just do.
Oh, well, and, they have showbiz. It's in their corner.
It was such, I mean, if you talk about the parade being a made-for-television event, this was so slickly done, and it looked so good on television. It was great. The live stuff was stunning. There was some tape pieces, and, you know, tape pieces are tape pieces. That's, right. You know, they insert them, and they're good, and they're fine. But there was this one shot when Springsteen is singing Land of Hope and Dreams, and the camera, it's obviously a handheld of some sort, does a slow pivot. And they've got him inside like a diva light. The lighting is really cool. He's standing in a lit circle, and they do a slow move around him. And you see Bruce Springsteen looking over the reflecting pool that's lit up with those 400 memorial lights. You see the monument, and it's stunning. And no amount of coverage of a star-studded inaugural ball could be as chilling as that.
You don't get that setting. You just don't get it anywhere else.
And it was weird because it was so intimate, but it was in the middle of something so big. It was really a neat television. Another amazing shot they did is, and I did not expect for the president, Joe Biden, to be addressing us from within the Lincoln Memorial. They did what the equivalent of a motion picture tracking shot from Tom Hanks up the steps through the band orchestra. There was the horns that, you know, play Ruffles and Flourishes. And then the president is standing there in the Lincoln Memorial.
So well done.
It was amazingly
all right.
Fun
so
to
you're
watch.
There's not a bit of cynicism with this. And you guys like
well, it, it was interesting because, like, so you had Justin Timberlake that he recorded what was a music video essentially for this inauguration.
Mm-hmm. I saw a piece of that. I saw
and
a
then
piece of
so
that.
You I thought all the performances were well done considering the parameters that we were in. And then and I got to tell you that there and I'll give you my own experience with the fireworks, but the lead up to Katy Perry and the fireworks was not overblown when the show that you watched on television is nothing like I've ever seen outside of our bicentennial, maybe in New York City when we were younger, when we went to 200, right? When it was a big deal. But I have never seen in DC a fireworks show like this, Mike.
It was sensational.
Gorgeous. Something that actually, you know how fireworks are usually garbage on television, just terrible.
This is my problem. This is what's a problem with me, you know? I mean, you know what a big supporter I was,
right? Yeah.
And then the inauguration's over, and this is why I'm a golfer. It's masochism. It's just, I love the struggle. I love the struggle. And then when it's time to celebrate, you know, I'm eating Brazil nuts and just sitting on my ass surfing the net.
Make no mistake, Mike. You know? I'm with you. I mean, you know, we discussed before the show today is that, all right, now show us. You know, but I love the fact that they gave us this moment last night, and you can sort of hear the fireworks here. But Oscar, I watched this twice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, that's good. And by the way, Hope and Dreams, Land of Hope and Dreams from Bruce, much as I said I don't need to see Bruce. Yeah, I do. I love that song. It's one of my all-time favorite Bruce Springsteen songs.
The fireworks were so over the top that I rewatched it to see if they were somehow mirroring them or doubling them with a special effect. No. And Oscar, I think because the entire city's on lockdown, they were able to have the fireworks explode closer to the ground because there's no one there.
It looked
and that
amazing.
Was part of it. Because, it looked I mean, amazing. You've got layers and layers and layers surrounding
did you
the
see,
monument.
Did you see it live at all when you were out in the city?
This is what's... And I don't know how many Washingtonians... I didn't think they were going to have fireworks because of the security lockdown.
Yeah,
I
was heard like, why rumors, they, but nothing
why would they
down.
Want it even... Like, and Shannon said... She goes, all these celebrities are in town and no one said anything. I was like, well, usually during inaugurations, they have balls and you go and they have performances,
they're
right?
They're in and out and that's it. Right. Yeah.
So just context on that first. Mm-hmm. I hear in real time the fireworks and I'm on my couch downstairs, the old love seat.
Yes.
So my feet are dangling off. Like there's not enough room for
your
my whole body.
Are yeah,
my keys are in the cushions.
That's right.
And
a lot of people don't know Oscar's so short. His feet don't touch the ground when he sits on the couch.
No. I'm sideways. My entire body doesn't fit on the couch.
All right.
Right.
And
you hear the boom.
I'm like, oh. I throw on my jacket, throw on my sneakers, and run down to the Key Bridge. It's not, I would say, less than half a block away.
Yeah.
Right.
And as soon as I run down, I see all of those security lights because I forgot that there was we're in lockdown.
Right.
So and I'm like, well, maybe I can get on the path. So then I go on the path to get across the Key Bridge, and I just see more security. I'm like, oh,
are you still dressed in your Mission Impossible outfit that you were in yesterday?
No, I've got a trench coat.
oh, that's
this
good.
Coat, this blue coat.
By the way, by the time you get down to the Key Bridge, are you even with the getting to the checkpoint? Can you still
I'm
see
seeing
the fireworks?
Them. I'm seeing them over the building. Right, I'm seeing right. them, but I want to see them right. from the Key Bridge because that's right across
straight
the Potomac.
Shot.
Right,
straight
I got
shot.
It. I got it. Right,
and then I get down there, and I'm like, I've got this black hat on, this big trench coat.
Were there any other people
pants.
Out and about?
I literally started walking down, and
Steve
then
Bannon was there,
and I saw you could see shadows of people on the bridge.
Right,
but at this point, I said, "It's really cold and really windy. I'm going to scurry back and watch it on TV." But okay. it's not
but
worth my effort.
Taste.
Yeah, I got a little taste.
Yeah, a little taste.
And Shannon comes down, and I would say roughly 40 minutes later, because she was on the Peloton, and said, hey, like, where'd you go? Like, did you go to the store? I'm like, no, I went to go watch the fireworks. She goes, fireworks? I'm like...
She didn't hear him? Oh, she's on the Peloton.
Yeah, she's got headphones
right.
on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I did.
Go, Shannon. Go, Shannon. Go, Shannon.
So I say
she's on the Pelotons going bum 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 bum. Why isn't she wearing something age appropriate? Stupid J Lo.
So she got mad at me. She's like, you didn't tell me there was gonna be fireworks. I said, I went upstairs. You're riding your bike. I'm not gonna get you off the bike. So I just scurried out.
Right.
And I was like, you didn't miss anything. There's a bunch of security down there. There's no way we're gonna deal with that. But I rewound it and started watching it again, Mike. It's worth going to YouTube and just type in inauguration fireworks and it'll come up and you will be blown away with the presentation. And one of the key shots is the vice president and the second gentleman and the president and the first lady. The vice president and the second gentleman are at the Lincoln Memorial looking at the fireworks directly. Katy Perry's in front of them performing. And then the president and the first lady are on the balcony at the White House looking at the fireworks, and they have a shot of that.
Okay. All right. You sold me with that one. That's just great. No cynicism here,
just
right?
Great. Just
in all seriousness, it was a glorious day with lots of great moments, but that's the only time I got teary-eyed because it was such a beautiful moment for the country.
The hell was I thinking?
Mixed
down
nuts.
Here in Florida,
nuts.
You know what I mean? God, and I had wings for dinner. Can I put anything else in my colon to screw it up? Jesus. Happy 46th. We'll take a break and come back with Nikki Diamond and your championship picks this weekend as we go out to Pahrump, Nevada for Nikki. Right after this, everybody.
Hey, man, is that Omero Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man. KTEL Records presents 16 original hits inspired by The Mike O'Mara Show in one far-out collection.
It's O'Mara Rock.
This groovy collection covers everything TFOS. There are songs about legendary P1 listeners.
Jolene, Jolene.
Hit songs about the TMOS wives.
and songs about all the things TMOS listeners love.
Out of sight.
You can get on the TMOS hit parade by becoming a TMOS talking head.
Send your email to Rob with two B's at MikeOMarishow.com and include your name and phone number and explain all about your wild, wild life.
It's out of sight. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by my bookie. What an amazing weekend of football awaits you. An amazing weekend of football awaits you. You will never in your wildest dreams experience. It's going to be great. This Sunday. Better. You know, this Sunday will be better. This Sunday will be better than the big game.
Yeah, it will.
It's the conference championships. Here's the great thing about it. And we're talking about my bookie, if you want to lay a little something out there. I think we got the right teams that are going to these championships. 3.05 p.m. Bucks-Packers, 6.40 p.m. Bills-Chiefs. And a pretty good comeback story with Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. You got Josh Allen. You got, you're not sure whether Mahomes is going to be playing for the Chiefs. We don't know that yet. Or do we? Well, maybe Nicky.
No, we don't right now.
The best part, at worst, Nicky Diamond can only make two wrong picks this week. You can be part of the action with my bookie, where the action never stops. Two huge games this weekend, and they determine who's going to the bowl. The only way to make the action more exciting is to lay a little money down. Sign up today at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS at sign up to grab yourself a 50% match in free play based on your first deposit. How great is that? If you can think it, you can bet it, and do not miss out on their casino gaming platform. It's officially winning season at MyBookie. Join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it. And now, without further ado, let's bring him in here all the way from Pahrumph, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about the man, the legend, the prognosticator of Pahrumph, a gentleman who truly, truly knows his football. Someone who has spent many, many years honing and refining his craft. Somebody who is really skilled. All right, where the hell is Nicky
Diamond?
He's
not great at answering his texts. We've been texting back and forth all day, and all of a sudden, Nicky
there
is
he
not
is, there
coming.
He is. He's, okay, he's admitting right
good.
Now.
Thank
admitting.
You.
All right, let's bring Nicky in here. We'll get him on.
That's on me.
Thing.
Apologize.
All right.
Busy fella.
That's all right.
Getting this system in place here.
The nice thing is it's just two games this weekend,
yes.
And it'll be on and gone. And if we don't have Nicky, I will end up picking the games. But we have him. We have him in front of the Holy Bible. And the other one, I always try to read it with that camera. What is that, Nicky?
The guns of 62, the image of war, 1861 to 65. I'm a bit of a Civil War buff, Mike. I don't know if you knew that about
me.
Wow. Boy, the stuff you find in that library of yours, Rob.
Yeah,
I mean, Nicky. Sorry about that.
All the generals. Sherman and Lee and Patton, all the big Civil War
generals.
The Battle of Manassas. They turned the war, Mikey.
Yeah.
Yes.
General Patton did a great job in that one. Nicky, I got to ask you. Nicky, the teams that have made it to the dance, the teams that have made it to these champions, you got some great football games. I don't think you could have better matchups. Would that be fair to say?
I say this is the best Final Four we've had in years. Not just in the quality of the team, but in the sexiness of the matchups. I mean, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, I'm not just talking physically. They are good-looking men. Am I right, Bermuda boy? You've dabbled in my college probably.
College guys.
College, probably.
You've got the Buffalo Bills, the underdog franchise, and the Chiefs, the defending champions. I mean, this has everything. I couldn't be more excited.
Wow. Hey, Rob, before we get to the picks of the games, I know that you enjoy... Nicky. Sorry about that. I know you enjoy a good comedy show. Is there any comedy show that you're aware of that you know somebody might be able to get online that you'd like to give a plug to?
My buddy Ernie's always on that Dry Bar Comedy, and there's this Rob Mayer fella. You go to Dry Bar Comedy.
What's his name again?
App.
What is his name?
Rob Mayer. I don't know the spelling, but I'm sure he's a very funny, handsome man with an above average penis.
I think it might be M-A-H-E-R. Go ahead.
E-R, Dry Bar Comedy. It's free. Ernie, can't stop laughing. It's amazing.
You don't like comedy, though. It's more of an Ernie thing.
Fantastic.
Ernie likes comedy. You don't like comedy. You like the Civil War.
I love the Civil War. I mean, Hey, we're going to have another one soon. You might as well refresh your memory. History repeats itself.
Like, all right, here we go. Lots of wagering as it gets closer to the Super Bowl with the championships. A lot of people putting it on the line here. Let's get your prognostications for the big weekend of NFC championship game and AFC championship games. I said that correctly.
Oh, well,
that
was said, nice. Mike. It's Thursday. We're already drinking. All right. Hey, thank you. I mean, what do I want in football? I want December. I want January. I want the cold. I want the snow. I want Lambeau Field. That, to me, is playoff football. We got Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, two of the greatest of all time. I say Aaron Rodgers, the guy at 37, having the best year of his career. They will not be denied in the snow. Brady can play in the snow, but the rest of the Bucs can't. They're from Tampa. You don't know what to deal with the cold, okay? You got 55 guys. One will do well. The other, you got no chance. I say the Packers win by 10 points plus.
Wow.
They're going back to the Super Bowl, baby.
Wow, go Pack, go.
Nice.
How about that?
Nice, nice.
All right, here we go.
Now, Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, a little woozy. He'll be fine. He's okay. Who hasn't gotten woozy on a Sunday? Am I right? I'm looking at you, Spurlack. Robert Spurlack. Yes. We got Mahomes. We got Jimmy Cerritos, Bills. Jimmy, it's been a great year.
Oh.
But you're 1 year away, Jimmy. You're 1 year away next year, because this year it's still about Andy Reid. I love a good fat coach. You know, these all coaches are all ripped and everything. Let's hire this guy. He's a supermodel. He's a UFC fighter. No, Andy Reid's like, I will eat whatever the hell I want and win Super Bowls. The Chiefs are going back to the title game. Line them up, baby. Try Marconi, Rob Mayer, Ernie Lonesome. See ya.
Oh, man. Oh, I love a fat coach. That is spectacular. Oh, maybe his best weekend ever for the championship games. Oh, my God. Wow. So much going on, Rob Spiewak. We got to take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And if you're keeping track of that, he likes the Pack and he likes the Chiefs. And I would disagree with him on the Bucks. I think the Bucks have a chance they're on a bit of a roll, but I could be wrong. We'll take a break.
I know
that
he picked the winner of the Civil War, right? That was some time ago, though.
Yes. Well, thanks to the great Field General, George S. Patton. We'll take a break. Come back with more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fathers, podcasters, get set for real gonad-crushing action this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Big Capital Center. It's the TMOS Hot Rod Thrill-tacular. New for 2020. Rookie champion Michael William O'Mara behind the wheel of the V8 Supercharged Ball Crusher McGee truck.
Ball Crusher McGee.
He's the killer to your dong pillow. Putting the slap tag on your yam bag. It's a slobber knocker in your sleep number. Sack stopping, testicle tearing, gonad annihilating action.
Bonus.
Get more ball breaking action every week with the TMOS bonus show subscription. Subscribe today and don't be cruel to the family jewel.
Quit sucking.
Ball Crusher McGee.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by everybody, stamps.com. Is that me or you? There we go.
There we go.
Whew. Okay, stamps.com. What's one good thing we learned last year? That the internet is even more awesome than we thought. Groceries online, movies online, doctor's visits online, and of course, doing the post office thing online with stamps.com. Stamps.com allows businesses to do all of their mailing and shipping right from their computer. No need to leave their home or office or home office. With stamps.com, you get all the services of the post office and UPS right on your computer. Plus, big discounts on mailing and shipping rates. You can send anything, anywhere. It's no wonder over 900,000 small businesses already use stamps.com just like us. So make 2021 the year you stop wasting time going to the post office and use stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again, people. Oh, what happened to my thing? Hold on a second.
Do the thing.
That's one of those great audio days. Hold on. Oh, that's the problem. 3, 2, 1. Wrong. Wrong one, you stupid douche. Time to talk to me. Idiot. Stop being an idiot. All right. You don't know what's the matter with your energy? I don't know. I mean, I'm just ready for you to yell at me. Well, I'm yelling at you because you're screwing up your own board. What kind of, I mean, you have very simple elements to run. I know. I've had a day. I'll try to have a better day, all right? And try to get your act together. All right, Mike. Okay, Mike. F you.
Ooh. News.
And I still screw it up.
It's the wings plus the mixed nuts.
It's the nuts.
News.
News.
Loud audio, all the levels everywhere. Screw it up today. Yeah. I'm not a professional. I don't ignore it. I just can't help it. Tom Hanks hosted last night's inaugural primetime special.
Yes.
What is wrong with me? Well, I know what's wrong.
Better. Okay, now, see, now
turn that up a little bit. Let's turn that up a little bit so I can hit. No, I can't. Tom Hanks hosted last night's inaugural primetime special in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and it was freezing outside. Not only that, but Tom didn't even have a coat. Surely this was not his choice. This had to have come from higher up. And who's higher up than Tom Hanks but the president? There were times when Tom really seemed like he was struggling to get the words out because his jaw was frozen half shut. And Twitter noticed. One person said, quote, "Tom Hanks is literally numb right now. Someone give him a coat." Another said, "Am I the only one who's worried about Tom Hanks freezing out there? Get that man a scarf and a coat before he gets pneumonia. For God's sakes, the man's 64 years old, and he fought COVID less than a year ago. If this isn't an impeachable offense, nothing is." I thought that was it. But you heard the review, and you know what, boys? I'm going to go and watch it because it sounds that special. That's great. Yeah. When John Mulaney hosted Saturday Night Live last February, prior, I believe, to going into rehab.
Yes,
exactly.
I thought it was an okay monologue, but not his best. But he told a joke about Donald Trump being assassinated. He said, quote, "Julius Caesar was such a powerful maniac that all the senators grabbed knives and they stabbed him to death. That'd be an interesting thing if we brought that back now." Okay. Last month, John revealed on Jimmy Kimmel that the joke led to a Secret Service investigation. Mm. And yesterday, the Secret Service confirmed it by releasing a 27-page file on the incident. It said, quote, "Although no direct threats were made due to the popularity, it is likely concentrated citizens." Let me try it again. Mm-hmm. "Although no direct threats were made due to the popularity, it is likely concerned citizens will report this." Yeah, okay, I get that. Interestingly, the report claims that John was never personally interviewed, but on Kimmel, he claimed he was. Quote, "The person vetting me was very understanding. They were very nice during the interview." So it sounds like they did speak to him,
oh, of course.
Even though they're denying it, which is weird. And that's,
you know, also after that episode, the FBI got 4 complaints that Kyle Mooney wasn't funny.
Yeah, you hate Kyle Mooney. I understand
do
that.
Do you think they walked in and they were like, "Is that cocaine on your table?"
Yeah, because that's right
in the throat.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Don't bother me. You know, I was amazed. We had Bruce Springsteen. We had Katy Perry. How come we didn't have the Insane Clown Posse performing at the inauguration? I just don't understand that. The Insane Clown Posse and their juggalos have been called a lot of things, but if you really want to hurt their feelings, compare them to Trump supporters, or more specifically, the rioters who stormed the Capitol. A writer for The Atlantic recently did that. He called the Trump administration the political equivalent of Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, you see. That's not okay.
And he said it's ending juggalo style, quote, "violently and pointlessly with a handful of deaths, the smearing of various bodily fluids, and a riot on the way out." He even used the term Trumpalo. Well, you know my favorite performer in all of music, Violent J. He was not happy. He said, the writer, quote, "obviously lives within a reality separate from our own when it comes to defining who juggalos truly are and what they're about." He added that it actually hurts to see his crew compared to those people, and added that Insane Clown Posse fans, ICP, to the people that know, are, quote, "easy targets because they're so misunderstood."
Very misunderstood. And you know, Mike, they love Faygo brand soda.
Faygo.
They do.
Yes,
that's their thing.
Were you an ICP guy when you were a kid? You probably would have been.
No. I was more into Dean Martin.
That says it all. A new study at the University of Pennsylvania found that despite what people say, money can buy happiness.
Money.
And there might not be an upper limit. A similar study in 2010 found that more money does make us happier, but it plateaus around $75,000 a year. And more than that doesn't affect how happy you are day to day. But in the new study, researchers had 33,000 people use an app called Track Your Happiness. And they didn't see any kind of plateau. Basically, they found that, yes, $20 means more to someone making $25,000 a year than someone who makes $100,000 a year. But if your income doubles, you see a boost in happiness regardless of how much you were making before. In other words, someone who goes from $100,000 to $200,000 a year gets the same type of boost as someone who goes from $25,000 to $50,000. I know, you know, by the way, I know this sounds like, well, isn't that just logical? But sure. It really isn't, because the study in 2010, I remember it because right. We talked about it, said it really, you know, once you get to a certain amount, it really doesn't matter. And I was kind of believing that study for maybe 10 minutes. It's weird.
You took 10 minutes, Mike, to track your happiness.
Well, mostly because more money means more control. When you have more money, you have more choices about how you live your life. But equating money with success isn't a good idea. The study also found that people who think being rich makes you successful are less happy overall.
I just don't know who I'm thinking about when I think about that.
Track right now. Your happiness.
Yeah. Track your happiness. Thank you very much. All right, real quick, the number one fast food chains in every state. I won't give you all 50. I'll give you the, almost 50 here. Dunkin' Donuts is popular in Rhode Island, Mass, and New Hampshire. Starbucks in Washington State, shocker.
Sure.
Colorado and Nevada. Dairy Queen, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Wendy's popular in West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky.
I'm going down to get a Baconator. Going down and get a Baconator.
I don't know why that makes me laugh, but it does. Just go, hey. Electrical cheese.
You got Frosty and Baconator. Yeah.
Also, West Virginia Subways are popular in West Virginia, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Burger King, the unknown.
The perennial runner-up.
I love Burger King.
I do too. Yeah. West Virginia, Alabama, and Louisiana. Domino's is popular in Wyoming, New Mexico, and North Carolina. KFC in Kentucky, Mississippi, and West Virginia. Taco Bell in Indiana, Missouri, and Arkansas. And Mickey D's. The best states to be in are West Virginia, Arkansas, and Kentucky.
Quick sidebar, Mike. I don't mean to shoehorn this into your news, but I'm going to.
Not at all.
Yesterday, I was like, Shannon, we should celebrate this inauguration. This is prior to her getting on the Peloton. Right. I said, Popeyes, they just notified me that they have a great deal on a family pack. And she goes, white meat or dark meat? I was like, I don't know exactly, but I was like, I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger on this and get some Cajun fries. And she said, will you stop with this deal thing that justifies how fat you want to get? And I said, I was just giving you an option. No need to call me fat. Yeah. Fine.
You know,
and by the way, the white meat or dark meat question, that's a fat person question. So right? She better pipe down.
Right. Is it a fat person question or is it a skinny person question?
It's a fat person question.
Well, because Shannon's not fat and she asked the question. Yeah, so what's your point?
I'm saying there's like a recessive fat gene in there somewhere. Because she loves candy too.
Maybe she's got a better palate than I do.
But she's asking the question for the right reasons, Rob, which is she doesn't want to eat the dark meat.
She should have married me then because I would eat all the dark meat. It'd be like a Jack Spratt situation.
I think she was... messing with me, because as soon as she said white meat or dark meat, I'm like, oh, we're getting this. And then she
turned
and went upstairs to the Peloton, and I was like, well, I guess it's a freshly tonight.
Here comes Mr. Spiewak coming through the Popeyes line here. A basket full of thighs, please. Thank you.
Oh my God. They see me coming, they just say, oh, just skin.
Just skin. Deep fried skin. Thank you. Oh my God. All right, cats. Cats in the news, people.
Yes, meow.
A lot of cats that get famous, like Grumpy Cat.
Sure.
Well, they're Persians and Himalayans, these cats you see online all the time. They've got the smooshed faces that look angry. A new study, this enlightens me as to cat people. A new study figured out why these cats can't really show any emotions. And it turns out it's the result of generations of inbreeding.
Hey.
Humans are actually drawn to pets who look a little angry or pained. It makes us want to help them and take care of them.
Yeah.
I don't know where this comes from. So we've selectively bred cats to have those features. And over time, they lost the ability to make other facial expressions. Does it really matter?
You know? That also, that's happened in my Bolivian lineage, Mike, because the RBF is just just all the time.
Resting bitch face.
Yes. Yeah.
Hello, Aaron Burnett.
Fantastic. Good, Aaron Burnett. We could talk about her. And now a little something. On Saturday morning, the cops in Pomona, California, tracked down 32-year-old guy named Leobardo Hernandez in a stolen car. He took off running, and eventually he busted into an apartment complex and ran into a stranger's apartment. The apartment was unlocked, and no one was inside. So here's what Leobardo tried to do. He tried to pretend he lived there, and he'd been there all along. He shaved. He changed his clothes, and he even started cooking. The cops tracked him down, but he burnt the tortillas he was cooking, so the fire department also had to come to the scene. He eventually surrendered and was arrested on several charges, but even though he is a bad guy, he still has a great name for Jack Kent Cook. Leobardo! Hello, Leobardo! He shaved and he burned the tortillas! Fantastic! And cats have smushed faces.
What a
great news segment. This is my job. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault right here on Day After Inauguration Day 2021, everybody.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. 1. Select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. 2. Send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomaraShow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. The bonus package promo today is to be read in the voice of Tom Hanks. I have never done a Tom Hanks impression, so this will be a first. I'm trying to do it right now, all right?
No.
That's how I ramp up to get
no.
Woody from Toy Story.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Tom Hanks. I was the first person to get COVID. And I was also the star of that movie you like so bad. And that other one, too. Yes, I was Gump, Walt Disney, Captain Sullenberger, the volleyball guy. I opposed the volcano as Joe. I dressed as a girl for a sitcom. I tried to catch Leo if I could. I did that thing I do. I even did an R-rated film with T's called Bachelor Party. No.
They poisoned the water hole. It's
terrible. But America has a short memory, so now I'm allowed to host every fifth episode of Saturday Night Live and also MC the Hello President Biden variety show. In fact, I'm still at the Lincoln Memorial, and I'm still ready to introduce taped Bon Jovi performances to celebrate America. But if you really want to better the United States, buy a TMOS bonus package. This is terrible. For pennies a day, you'll feel more joy. No. Than the protagonist, and you've got mail. So cruise over to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. The TMOS bonus show. It's your passport to the assport. Why can I only do a Tom Hanks impression when I'm yelling?
I like it, though.
It's even bigger than when I wish to be big and big. Thank you. I'm Tom Hanks, and I'm worth $350 million. And I play Colonel Tom Parker in an upcoming Baz Luhrmann movie, Elvis. That's the whole reason it's in here. It comes out in November, and if you don't see it, you hate America. That's it. Let's open the audio vault. No.
Mike, I didn't think you were going to do a Tom Hanks impression.
Fire. All right. Okay, go ahead.
That was a bonus. There's a snake in my boot. Hey, good Thank news you. Yesterday. Even better than the inauguration. Everybody! Guess who got vaccinated and did some shtick for us?
Who?
Arnold! He was actually pulled up, and he had someone outside of his Suburban filming him getting his shot.
Put that needle down.
All done.
Thank you.
I like your reaction.
I love Arnold now.
From the top.
Arnold is aging better than any American celebrity right now.
You're exactly right.
Put the needle down. Put the needle down now.
So the nurse comes up to the Suburban and leans in, and he says,
put that needle down.
All done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I just got my vaccine. And I will recommend it to anyone and everyone. Come with me if you want to live.
That brought me great joy.
Oh, so, man. Man, he's like had this moment.
Resurgence.
He's aging like a fine wine. I'm now a turbo fan of Arnold. Make another movie, Arnold.
Yeah.
Make an old man movie. I'd love to see that. Go ahead.
Like him and travel log him in a buddy picture, maybe?
Just anything.
I would do it for Arnold right now. I for a while thought it was pronounced Brobable, but it's actually a website called Bro Bible, like the Bible of Brothers. And they put out a list. Hey, bruh. They put out a list of the best opening tracks on albums.
Isn't he a last word freak, right?
Yeah.
You can't say anything to him. He has to finish it. Even when he's doing his own segment,
it's part of his charm.
Right? It is. Yes, absolutely. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Bro Bible.
It's called Bro Bible, and they did the best opening tracks on albums of all times. And I think that we can probably agree on the top three, especially number three. When you drop the needle on this Prince album and it started like this, how did you not love it?
Let's go crazy.
I tried to explain to Robert. Julia's a little more into it. I said that there used to be a science as to picking out what songs went on side A and side B of an album, because it had to start strong and you needed to really lead with something huge. And of course, Let's Go Crazy is great. How about this from Led Zeppelin when you drop the needle and you got this? I'm gonna give you my love. It does set the table for a pretty good album right there. And at number one, I was shocked at the choice, but the more I listened to it, I said, you know what? If you're still
in
an album.
Hold on. Sometimes I have to guard against when you do this, because if it's the Beatles, I'm going to blow it up. Okay.
It's not. Right, as a matter of fact, what I thought would have been number one didn't even crack the top 10, which is I Saw Her Standing There from the Beatles' first album, and it didn't even make it. This is, I think, a valid choice.
I got to be careful with Guns N' Roses. I have to be careful because they got me in trouble when I was a brief time for about a year, a classic rock DJ, and I played the Cat Sounds after.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
It was after Patience, though. It wasn't after that, was it? I thought it was after Patience.
I think it was after Patience. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say my true feelings about Guns N' Roses. I'll say my true feelings. I'm not a fan. I never have been a fan.
Not even that song?
No.
Knees.
You know, it's just not musical. You know what I mean?
Well, then let's have some real music,
Mike. Welcome to the jungle. Sounds like somebody running over a f***ing cat.
And the cat can't make a face.
Right, because it has no emotion, because it's been inbred.
So, Mike, here's some real music. A man took a toaster, a typewriter, and two electric toothbrushes, wired them together, and played the Darth Vader song.
All right, how did he do it?
He actually took the motor, and the toaster is popping for rhythm. There's the vibration of the electric toothbrushes, and the typewriter is humming as well. And I always wonder, why is it when they do something like this, it's always the Imperial March? And it came to me. It says, if you have the time enough to sit at home and wire together all these appliances, you're such a nerd that the rest of your life you spent watching Star Wars.
Perfect.
So that's the reason. So,
absolutely true.
This is what we take. That's my takeaway from today. If you're a nerd, don't use your toaster to make toast. Use right. it to play Star Wars music.
Look what I did, Mother. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Can I have some apple cheese, please?
Come on now. Look what I did with my toaster and toothbrush.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Hey, listen, sorry about the news you may not need today, okay?
It's great.
I'm sorry I didn't read good.
Fine. You're under duress.
Thank you. Didn't read good today.
I'm sorry I didn't read good.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Thank you very much for listening and supporting what we do for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I need you to get my underwear out of my butt.
Pandemic.